Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's about last night.
Is that Homer Simpson?
No, it's this guy Bob Sal that I made up a couple years ago.
I think it's your Chicago voice.
Yeah, he is from Chicago.
He's from Chicago. He's jacked up about it.
He's very jacked up. And
do they say jacked up a lot?
They say I'm jacked up about it.
I actually just came from Chicago. A lot of jacked up people there.
The Bears are winning. They're jacked up about it. Jay Cutler to Brandon Marshall? Are you kidding me? You have a nice bowl of sausage and you watch Jay Cutler throw the ball?
Then you go have a deep dish. It's phenomenal.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Maybe go down to Popcornopolis.
Oh,
get some caramel cheese popcorn.
What are you, a pussy?
Well,
got Popcornopolis, and we're talking about brats?
Wow. You know, though, I feel like there's more. I was just in Chicago, and I feel like there's more people with the hometown accent in places like Boston than there are in Chicago. I didn't run into as many, but maybe I wasn't.
I think people in Boston are just so, like, they, like, we own that accent. Like, that is ours. That's our calling card.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, and I'm trying to do it without saying Pac, you can't have it yet.
Yeah. But, like, no, can't do that.
That's what gets you into it. By the way, that's what Affleck says every morning, just to, like, re-up on his Boston. He's like, I gotta remind myself I'm from here. Yeah.
No, Pac, the car.
I love you. I love you, son. Yeah.
Getting some sandwiches. I think you're going to be one of our best guests ever. Our guest. Right now, you brought us booze.
Yeah, I did bring booze.
The way you said that, I thought you were going to start crying. The way you were looking down, just like, I'm so touched right now.
Adam, he's your friend. Give him a proper introduction.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Brash to the About Last Night podcast.
Yeah. What's up?
Soap star.
Well, I mean, you know, the origins go back to you. We're all Trojans, by the way.
Hey, nice.
Pardon to Firelane Kiffin. Fuck that guy. Fuck that guy.
They should fire him just on account of that fucking visor. I mean, come on.
Why are you wearing a visor?
Why are you wearing a fucking visor?
I think Carlin's got a joke where he's like, why does anyone wear a visor? No one's that interested in your head. like no one looks at a guy with a hat going, I wonder what's going on under there.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder what's happening. Stop wearing the visor, Lane, and coach up a fucking defense. Get your dad back in there. Jesus.
He must have had a good, like, hair plug. What do you call it? Like, hair plug graft or whatever, and he's really proud of it. So he's like, check this shit out.
Oh, my God.
You may recognize Brandon's voice from General Hospital, in which he played Johnny.
Not to be confused with Genital Hospital.
Genital Hospital, which was a couple doors down.
Right, yeah.
they were shot in the Valley.
Yeah.
Or like one of those porn parodies where, like, this is not General Hospital.
It was starring Gary Busey as the main doctor and Nicole Richie.
I'm jacked up about it. I'm fucking jacked up about it. I'm over here at General Hospital.
I would watch Genital Hospital, though, if it was comboed with General Hospital.
That'd be amazing. That would probably be the best TV on.
Now,
there.
Would it be a soap, though?
It would involve soap.
Yeah.
Yeah. There would be lots of soap on it, which would take care of the soap aspect.
Yeah.
So, how often...
First of all, have
you ever been in, like, a Ralph's or a Whole Foods and some old woman just looks at you and goes, when you said that thing to Erica, it was so mean.
Dude.
Her dad was in a coma and you cheated on her, you asshole.
You son of a bitch.
No, seriously,
holy
I kid
shit,
you not.
You're busting a Christian Bale as Batman. You son of a bitch.
Why did you do that?
But no, dude, seriously, yesterday I was in CVS waiting for a prescription. And there's some lady who kind of sidles up next to me and my wife. And she's got a dog bowl and something, a few other things in the dog bowl. And Taking Care of Business is playing, like, louder than at whoever sings that song at their concert. Who sings that song?
Taking Care of Business?
Somebody's going to win a free drink.
Oh, yeah. Well, so anyway, some lady's behind us, like, tapping on her dog bowl, singing Taking Care of Business at full voice.
As you do.
And I look at my wife. I'm like, what the fuck? And sure as shit, we turn around. Johnny and Maxie.
Whoa.
Oh, because we met, my wife and I met on General Hospital.
Right.
Yeah, actually.
In a scene?
Well, yes. And now, then I guess, you know, we conceived a baby, so now it's genital hospital. But
yeah, buddy, it all comes full circle.
Yeah, right.
All
so the woman was she freaked out in the CVS.
She freaked out. Yeah. So it was.
Did she continue to rock out with the dog bowl? As
she stopped
you?
With the dog bowl. I thought she was going to hit me with it because she asked me why I left and why I killed those kids and all that shit.
You killed kids in an episode?
I killed kids, not on purpose.
All right. First of all, before we move on to that, did she ask you to sign the bowl or anything or sign anything?
No, but I should have.
Yeah,
I should have.
Have you ever offered to? Like sign or
Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Wow.
Sorry, that's who did. Take
okay, care of okay, $100 to either of you if you can name another song that they sang.
Wow, that's actually a great game,
baby.
Ooh,
I'm just throwing that out there.
Bachman
no
Overdrive. There's I know Tao Bachman. There's a singer Tao Bachman who sings that song. She's so high above me.
She's so lovely.
Yeah, that's like Tao Bachman.
Oh, man, we just made some really weird eye contact. I feel a little uncomfortable.
No, man. That's the booze talking.
Yeah, hey.
But you brought booze. Let me emphasize that. Because most guests, they come here and we say, hey, man, or hey, girl, what do you want to drink? What's your
sometimes hey, girl, to the guy.
Yeah.
Ooh, hey.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
Yeah. We had the comic Ant in here, yeah. And we're like, oh, hey, girl, hey. We say, like, hey, what can we do to make you comfortable? Is there a drink, water, anything like that? You were like, nah, dude, I'm bringing booze.
Got a bag full of booze.
That's great.
And some good whiskey. Yeah. I wasn't going to drink, and then you literally pulled out my drink. Which is a Jim Beam and ginger ale. That is the official drink of Two Beer Brad.
There you go.
That's like if you're at like a like an AA meeting for fatties and the guy's like, look, I can't eat anything tonight, and you bring out like Pop Tarts.
You bring out that
like a burrito.
You bring
out that
Pop Tart
strawberry sun. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Oh my god, that fucking commercial.
Yeah, that's a disaster. Yeah. Now, okay, so when did you start to feel like, all right, hey, being on the soap is now not only translating into. Success career-wise, but like the recognized or just like the, you like I remember the first I think article I saw where it was labeling you sex symbol and I was like, man, I mean, I lifted weights with this guy in college and yeah, he's got a fucking great upper body.
Yeah,
but
so great that you made me a Dave Matthews mix CD, which I should have fucking brought.
Oh, dude.
Wait, yeah, what?
This motherfucker never heard Dave Matthews before.
So you made him a mixtape? You like 1980s comedy movie?
I didn't expect
it
anything
was so
in return.
Romantic.
It was just hey, this is a great band, and you need to hear of them.
Wait, hey, I'm feeling like...
You haven't made Brad any mixtapes.
I'm feeling like the new girlfriend that's like, you took her to Paris?
You bastard.
You asshole. I've been with you for how long?
We are going to talk about this later.
Did you ever listen to that CD?
You took me to the Grand Canyon? That's what you thought was romantic? Yeah, I wanted to see a giant hole, you just should have shown me your ex-girlfriend. You asshole. Good I want to go to Paris. Thank you. I'm peaking right now.
I did listen to it, and I loved that song, Taking Care of Business. It was fucking phenomenal.
It was not on that CD.
Oh, damn.
That was some other CD. Oh this is like a soap opera plot. You may that wasn't on
it
my
totally
mixtape.
Yeah, yeah.
That was on somebody else's mixtape.
Dramatic
was
music.
That a dramatic soap?
Yes, that's my
that
sound effect.
Are you sure that's not how you come?
It's how
fucking,
I come.
Like a Roman candle? Nice.
Absolutely. It just keeps coming. Like,
in different colors?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a great question.
You got to teach me that trick.
You didn't know that about midgets? That's
fuck
just what
no.
we do.
Damn.
Like, where do you think rainbows come from, dude?
Shit.
Rainbows are midget jizz.
It's just me on my back having a good time and then...
Wow!
Damn.
Where do you think Taste the Rainbow came from?
Now, dude, that makes because I got fucking Kermit the Frog staring at me right now. That makes
by the
fucking rainbow.
By the way, there's no poster of the Muppets in my apartment.
No, there's not. But if there were,
except for
I would have
over my
Kermit
shoulder.
The Frog in my head. Like, why are there so many songs about Brad's jizz?
Yeah. Wow!
And why it shoots out like a Roman candle?
That was the original tune, actually.
Right, but I heard that they had to switch it up a little bit.
And who wrote that original song?
D.
No, I was hoping for a Bachman Overdrive.
Bachman Overdrive.
Turner Overdrive. Somewhere, like the cousin or son of a member of the Bachman Turner Overdrive is, hey, you guys are relevant again. They're talking about you on the About Last Night podcast. I mean, yeah, you have the royalty checks coming in there from the Office Space commercials. That's good. But you see, you're relevant. Wow, Drunk Brad is fun.
Yeah, wow. Brad is Two Beer Brad. Yeah, so
he's
slowly.
Like Two Sip Brad right now.
So
yeah.
Slowly.
Yeah.
We'll lose control of this podcast. I got to ask you, so General Hospital, first of all, is the third longest running drama of all time. Did you know that?
You did your fucking research.
Oh yeah, dude.
Of all time.
Well, I mean, everyone has known about it for years.
Yeah.
It's the but the third longest, but the number one soap of all time.
Yeah, man. 50 years this year.
That's fucking
crazy.
Incredible. So,
right?
When you got cast, first of all, break us through the soap casting process, because I've been in for two soaps, and
clearly you didn't blow anybody.
Nope.
that was what I was missing.
Come on. Yeah.
Blowing guys.
So like what? Because we went to the USC Acting School together,
yeah,
and a great program. I remember when you and you know all like I don't is the soap job something that's in your forefront of like, oh, this is something I want to get when I get out of acting school?
No, it was just a job. It was just a job. I mean, first and foremost, I was working at Nordstrom at the time, right?
Yeah.
And I worked there for 2 years during college and then 5 years after while I was working as an actor and trying to get other jobs. And it was one of those things where the job came along and it allowed me to quit my day job, as they say.
Wow, that's the best.
And and I got to develop a savings account and pay off my fucking credit card debt, and it was amazing.
Be an adult,
right? I had to be a grown up
and act, and it's like you know, there's because I think that the some people immediately see soap acting and they consider it to be less than, but it's like, well, that depends on the actor. Like you obviously some of the scenarios. Hey, like in this episode, we gotta, you know, we gotta save Dick's Sporting Goods from burning to the ground by throwing a fucking bowl of midget jizz into the basketball hoop that will subsequently.
But what color?
Orange.
Orange. Okay.
Which is also the name of the giraffe bear who fucked the main girl's like boyfriend and impregnated her with a giraffe.
Are you sure you're not drinking more than me?
Hey, man. But.
There's some LSD in his glass.
Point being, the scenarios can get ridiculous, but like I remember I went to set with you one day, and I was like, yeah, well, fucking, I know Brain's a legit actor. And I can't remember, the circumstances weren't that ridiculous, but I was like, fucking, you're still like, you delivered, so it made me go, oh, yeah, like, not all. But there are some actors who just are soapy.
Yeah, it's hard.
That's a word.
Yeah, of course. And it, you know, that word has developed its own connotation over years. But, I mean, you can turn on the TV and you can watch the actors that really fucking care about their jobs.
Yeah.
And the actors that are like, I'm just collecting my paycheck.
Whoa.
Fuck you. Yeah.
And I bet you, after being around it.
Or whatever Brad's little coming song. Yeah, there it is.
Sorry, were you guys talking? I'm over here watching porn, and that was my reaction to it.
Sounds like you're just trying to sing Hi Ho with your mouth shut. Wow,
it's funny.
Well, I guess I don't have to continue that Kickstarter to get you to sing that with your mouth shut. But how many actors did you? So there, I mean, obviously you observe. You could probably go into the soapy acting if you wanted to, because you're around it so much. You're like, yeah, I know the formula for this scene or this moment.
Yeah, and it's easy. It's easy to kind of let yourself get comfortable into phoning it in.
Yep.
Because you work. You know, if you're working a lot, you're working 3 to 5 days a week, and you've got anywhere from 20 to say 45 pages of dialogue.
Shit.
And the scenarios are so far fetched. Like when I left, I was thrown in prison because I was trying to kill somebody who I thought was my father, but found out was my grandfather.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've seen that through Disney.
Right,
years.
Yeah.
Pretty much on every
fucking
other,
Mufasa, man.
Every other
hacks.
That was Lion King 9, I think.
Yeah, right. And then while trying to kill him, I shot out his tires as he was driving on a windy road.
Jesus.
And he lost control and hit a car full of three kids and killed two of them. So, like,
holy crap.
And for a year, I had to play, I'm going to confess to the girl who lost her husband and daughter, but I'm not going to. I'm going to, but I'm not going to.
Wow.
And it's fucking hard.
Yeah, dude. Like, so now, how much does that bleed through when you get home? Like, the emotional, like.
I've got so many holes in my wall, it's crazy. No. Wow.
Now, for anyone who thinks.
It's great for road rage, though. It's a really great prescription for road rage because you can get all your shit out on set.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Like, oh, I'm going to save that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. There are probably days where you, like, fucking some guy cut you off and you get to set
Yeah.
Brandon is bringing it.
Yeah. They have no idea I almost killed somebody on the way to work.
Yeah.
For anyone who thinks that anyone could be a soap actor or actress,
well,
I found.
What's that word, Brad?
Actresses.
Well, that definitely was not it.
Those are the best kind.
That was actresses. All right. I found a video online of not you.
Okay, thank God.
You're safe. You're fine. Of backdoor teen mom Farrah Abraham.
Yes.
She auditioned. I think it was to
Dude,
be on.
Dude, she got a part.
What?
No.
She just
she
got cast in Days of Our Lives.
What? Days of Our Lives?
True fucking story.
Because here's her audition. I have it.
Show it to me, please.
And just know
Is she clothed?
Yes, she is.
Now, first of all, before Brad plays this, is the soap, because I asked this earlier, is the soap audition process like that different from like a non-soap job? Or?
No, the audition process is the exact same. I mean, before I booked General Hospital, I'd been in for them probably five or six times over like a span of 2 years. Mm. And, you know, it's the kind of thing where they like you, so they bring you back, and they bring you back, and the part's not right, but they like you, so they bring you back.
Yep.
And it got to the point where they just started bringing me into the end of the casting process. So I went in for this part, and pretty much when I printed out the sides, I was working at my retail job, and I printed out the sides there, and I read them. I was like, I'm going to fucking get this thing. I know it.
It's awesome.
And I went in, and I did the audition, walked out, pretty sure I booked it, and found out on the way home. So
nice.
And it was really cool. It was a really
on your way home you found
on
out.
On my way home, yeah.
Oh, that's
I remember
awesome.
I was turning onto Beverly Glen from Sunset.
Wow.
And I got a call from my manager saying, "All right, you can quit your job." I was like, "Oh my god.
Oh, man. That's the
and
best call."
Yeah, it is. It is. I literally started crying, as cheesy as that sounds, but
no,
like,
dude,
holy shit.
Of
I can
No, that, it's completely understandable cuz your job was where?
At Nordstrom.
Yeah, your
like
job
I was selling shirts and ties.
Your job is at Nordstrom. You're and, dealing with dudes that just walk in and they're like, I want to look like James Bond. Yeah. You're like, you look more like James Avery.
Well, we know what Brad does when he enters department stores. I want to look like James Bond. And they're like, Mini Bond? And he's like, fuck you, I'm going to Nordstrom right
now. Also, like Mini Me and Austin Powers?
Yeah, we can make you look like Tattoo for the man with the golden gun, like Scaramanga. Yeah. Like,
no, but I totally get it, though, to say like you got choked up, because when I got fired from Wolverine at Universal Studios.
Dude, I remember when you were working that shit.
Oh, yeah. But I got fired because of, like, I was picking up too many road gigs, and I finally, it's a point
system. I was
system.
Like, you put too much road.
No.
I was expecting that to go another way.
Yeah.
I was getting roadhead on the fucking tram and earthquake nonstop. From all these unsuspecting
tourists. Have you ever gotten roadhead while the earthquake ride's going on?
The earthquake ride.
Holy crap.
Hey, you should try it on King Kong. He's like looking at you and you feel all dirty. You're like, I got a giant 20-foot monkey watching me get blown.
And then Jaws pops out. He's like, hey, guys, what's going on?
And then it smells. And then you got to see that joke where you're like, man, this guy's got banana breath. And, and then she's like, that makes two of us.
Hey.
Then, hey. Good night, everybody.
Jaws pops out. I think we're going to need a bigger mouth.
Hey.
Wow, we just made the perverted porn version of the Universal Studios.
This is not, this is not Universal Studios. It's an XXX.
As if I wasn't already fired. I think I just got fired again.
And then you got refired for life. Yeah. NBC Universal's never going to hire you.
Jesus, that's.
But General Hospital might.
Hey,
so.
And that's an ABC show.
Yes, it is.
There you go. Get that ABC money, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Whoa. What do we say about the language on this podcast?
I'm sorry, man.
Two Beer Brad. You know why we call him Two Beer Brad? And actually, it's got to be One Whiskey Brad now.
Yeah. One Whiskey
Brad. Dude, that's like half
going.
A Whiskey Brad.
If you drink that whole thing, you are for sure sleeping on this table.
Ooh. I would like to. Can I pour this hot pecan? Cinnamon pecan swirl hot wax on you?
Yeah, you want to talk about my jar candles? Taryn Killen was just here a couple weeks ago, and we talked about jar candles for about 15 minutes.
Nice.
And Brad goes, I asked him, are you a candle guy? And he goes, no. And he's like, I'm not in college trying to have sex with women anymore.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
But I was like, I put them out one day, and then they've since stayed because I don't know, man. They smell good.
There's a picture of a waffle on the apple pie candle, which is very confusing.
Wait, why have I not tried that? Waffle on top of an apple pie?
Yeah.
You think you'd be able to get that at Roscoe's?
Wow.
Really? Can't get it?
Or it's some weird, like Weight Watchers porn dungeon.
Hey, all I know.
Get like an apple pie.
Is I just got back from Portland, Oregon, where they have Voodoo Donut.
Fucking Voodoo Donuts.
Okay, so everyone, you're on board
maple
with Voodoo
bacon,
Donut.
Maple fucking
bacon
Long John.
Bar.
Holy shit.
Why is it that good?
There is a maple bar.
Think about it.
There's a
wrapped
maple
in bacon?
Bar.
No, there's like bits of bacon,
there's
if I remember,
bacon
right?
There's bacon strips. There's like three bacon strips on it. It's a perfect maple bar that is the most delicious thing ever. And they said, how can we make this better? Ah, fuck, bacon. Let's put bacon on it.
Bacon makes everything better.
Yeah.
Isn't that the slogan for bacon? What's bacon's slogan?
Makes everything better.
You got to say it like that.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
It can't be bad with bacon.
Dude, I was going down on Betty White a few weeks ago.
What'd
and I was like,
what'd
man,
you put on it?
I wish. I mean, I love you, Betty, but I wish this could be better. And she pulls out a fucking
bacon bits.
Yeah. Just sprinkles
it
on.
Sprinkles
it
all over.
Bacon makes things better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to make that commercial. We're just like
Betty White.
Betty White.
She'd be game, right?
Oh, she'd be totally down.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, yeah,
she'd be popping up. Oh yeah, that feels great now.
Wow,
it's a terrible Betty White.
Wow, was that? Betty White?
I was Jesus from like Fargo, Christ. North Dakota. Yeah.
You know what, Brad?
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
don't
oh yeah,
know.
Brad.
Yeah. I'm on down there.
Now we know what Brad fantasizes about.
I'm on down there at those bacon bits. Don't you know?
Wait, you think Brad's Betty White's bad? Brad, do your Denzel Washington.
I don't even know I had a Denzel, but
come on.
Yes, and.
Here we go.
Is this Adam Sandler doing Denzel Washington?
This is great. Wow. This is a great game.
Chan.
All right, Brad.
Today's your training day.
All right, Brad. Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
Don't think, just do it.
Jim Carrey. All righty then.
That's a good one.
There you go.
That's as close as we're gonna get.
Not terrible. I'm known for having the worst impressions.
Don DeLuise. Nice.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah. That's Farley's Don DeLuise.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's all you got to do.
That's all I got to do. That's
Well played.
Yeah, whenever I do an impression, it's an impression of someone else
doing an impression of that person.
Yeah, yeah.
So if I was casting a reality show called Shitty Impressions, you would get cast.
And thank you, Adam.
And speaking of auditions.
That means a lot. Oh, now back to this. All
right. Right. Really brought that full circle.
We went on a little tangent, but that's what we do.
Adam, right? So this is Farrah Abraham, backdoor teen mom. If you don't know who she is,
Google it.
Google it and make sure you're private. Not safe for work.
I was about to ask why this got so popular, but I guess I'm about to find out.
Yeah.
And know that when she's doing pauses, here's why. Because she's looking at her iPhone, and she's reading the part that she's supposed to read, and then rather than have someone else read the other person's part, she just pauses. And like,
oh shit!
No one says the other part of the dialogue.
Oh no!
And then she just says the line. Sorry. Here is Farrah Abraham, no doubt going to win a daytime Emmy for this in her Days of Our Lives audition. She's pulling up.
Who's there?
Has she already started?
Yeah, she started.
Because they say that on NBC at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's the script.
Hold on. Is she just getting penetrated in scene one?
A good time right now.
Pause. Is somebody else reading with her? No.
No.
Sorry, I'm in a rush.
So she's self-taping.
Oh.
Is that what's going on?
Yeah, she's self-taping, and she's pausing just on the iPhone to allow the line to be said, but no one's saying the other line.
Perfect.
Wow.
So, there we go. Nowhere, I'm just expecting someone.
Looks at her iPhone.
Because they're going to come out of her fucking iPhone.
Ooh, dramatic.
Oh, I need to change really quick.
And then she starts changing.
I'm imagining she's wearing hammer pants and a jean jacket.
Oh, yeah.
How dare you?
We'll stop there.
Yeah. How dare you?
Wow. Oh, my
I mean,
God.
This has... All right, we're gonna this speaking. All right, well that now, Brandon, dissect that. Why was that so terrible?
I actually thought it was brilliant. I've seen why she's booking work, dude. That was, I mean, you'd think Teen Mom could get somebody to come over and at least spit some lines with her, right?
Well, we all know Teen Mom doesn't spit.
She doesn't. Wow. I didn't say she doesn't spit lines, but
thank you.
Hey,
thank you.
I'll be here all day.
Guess we're not getting the Teen Mom episode going anytime soon.
Yeah,
there's
something to think about.
Yeah, are there soap tricks though? Like I've heard the whole like if you
Joey Tribbiani school of.
I mean, like or the one I went in for. A buddy of mine was on that show Passions at one point.
Okay,
right. They talk about crazy episodes,
oh,
right?
Dude.
Like they were.
Yeah.
You had to have watched other soaps after you got on, right? Just to like.
I watched General Hospital because there was like a. I almost said genital. There was a month gap from the time that I booked the job to the time that I started taping.
Right.
So I started watching that to kind of get a feel of what it is and their style of acting on that show and what who the characters are.
Right.
So yeah, but I have. Because in the past, I've had friends on Passions as well that I've watched.
Yeah.
And that's there were some far-fetched storylines on that show.
Crazy.
All I
there
know
were a lot
is...
of, there were a lot of little people.
Yeah. All I know is there was, like, an imaginary dwarf that just, like, one guy could see. And then it's weird because whenever there's a dwarf on TV, everyone always just comes to me and goes, why didn't you get that part? And I go, oh,
right.
Yeah.
Why didn't I get that part?
I don't know. Ah. I should have fucking gotten it.
I should have gotten
it. Yeah, you're right.
What? I would have gotten that part. I didn't even think about, like, you know, being on TV and earning more money. But now that you've brought it up, oh, shit, let me call my agent.
Yeah, or it's like, what do you mean? Sorry my ears didn't get warm when I knew there was a casting call for a dwarf role.
Dude, that's like my family. God bless them. They're from the Midwest, so they're, you know, they're very innocent. Quite understand
how
the
works.
Ins and outs. Yeah. So, you know, you hear Ben Affleck gets cast as Batman in the new Superman movie.
Hey, right. Brandon.
Well, why? Why didn't you get that part? You know what? You're fucking right. I should have gotten
that
part.
Why didn't you go out for it?
Why didn't you get it? Why isn't that you?
Why aren't they calling you?
Why aren't you Batman?
I think you need to make a change in...
Yeah, if you're not Batman, bye.
Don't even come home for Christmas if you're not Batman.
Dude, that's the best line ever.
Don't. All right, please.
If you are not living in a world called Gotham City
do
by November,
not. You are not lighting the menorah this year, young man.
If your New Year's resolution is not to take down the Joker, then you can fuck yourself in a pile of coal, you dirty Jew.
Sure, they got a 2-time Oscar winner, but you're just as good, honey.
You are.
You're just as special.
Damn it.
Show them that scene where you had to rescue the baby from the blimp made of vanilla wafers or whatever.
Dude, I did have to rescue a fucking baby from a hole in a tree.
A hole in a tree?
All right, now tell us how you do
this. This is actually the storyline that I became really good friends with my wife, my real-life wife, not the one on TV.
Okay.
But she and I had this storyline where we had to help this other character who was suffering from postpartum depression. She hit her baby in the woods, as you do, right?
She hit her baby or she hit her baby?
Well, probably a little bit of both, but she HID her baby.
Yeah,
that's like D, like David.
Yeah, I mean, first when you said that she HID'd her baby, I'm like, she gave her baby AIDS?
Jesus, are you that fucked up right now?
I'm drunk right now. I'm sorry.
HID'd. Wow.
One whiskey, Brad.
Wow, you know what? The doctor's going to sit Brad down and be like, Brad's going to be like, hey, where's your stethoscope? He's like, well,
HID that motherfucker.
Like, what? But I wore a condom.
Let me hear Denzel Washington HID'ing somebody.
Oh, don't, you know, I got to come on here. Let me HID you, you know. Sit down. What's your name, son? What's your name?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, right.
You know what's great about HID. That? You're actually getting the side of the face. And like I'm looking at you being like, well, this is Denzel if he were a white dwarf. but the voice is not even close.
No, it's not even
but
close.
The face, but you're like, you're conforming your face to.
It is, yeah.
I found out the only, I can do two good impressions. I can do Jason Statham.
Okay.
Because, you know, I'm like Jason Statham, right? You're just a little gritty British guy. Like, sit down at that bar. Let's go over there and have a shot.
With your shaved head, you actually kind of look like
I'm kind of getting tripped out right now.
We're going to need
Jason Statham right here.
The fucking transporter.
Wow. Don't you know the transporter is right here, but instead of the nice BMW, I drive a Mini Cooper. Fuck off.
Yo, talk about a movie, dude.
Yes.
You play him in an alternate universe.
Fucking A.
Where he's a little
Holy
person.
Shit.
He's got a fucking Mini Cooper.
Yeah.
So rather than
a Mini Cooper or
fuck a Mini Cooper in the tailpipe.
Wow. Yes. All right. Now this movie just took a turn. Yeah. Down. We're not gonna buy
you
it.
You have no idea how sexy that Mini Cooper was looking.
Yeah. So that's my one good one, and then my other good one is Shakira.
Ooh.
I do a perfect Shakira.
Did not expect that to come out of your mouth.
All right. Here is my perfect Shakira.
Nobody can see at home the motions.
Oh my God.
That are going with
it's
that.
The motion. If it's the arms.
His arms are extended as high as they can go, and he is shaking back and forth like one of those inflatable car sales toys while saying,
"Wacky wave inflatable arm flailing tube man. Wacky wave inflatable arm flailing tube man."
Now going to Shakira. Oh my God.
I will take
two Chevy Honda Accords if that's even a car.
It is now, damn it.
Oh my God. All right, so what was the scene where you and your wife met?
So, well, I mean, we had met before, but we kind of bonded over these scenes because we were both inhaling fake snow, which was made out of shredded up plastic bags, which is terrible.
Like, that's not safe.
So like all those,
she
like,
and I were coughing for like a month.
So like all those silica packets and packages where they say do not eat.
That's where they all go.
Hollywood goes, let's make snow out of them.
Yeah, they send them to Hollywood and they make snow.
No shit. Oh my God.
So anyway, so we're walking through the woods and
that
some
sip was too big.
Oh God.
Sorry.
Oh God.
Continue.
Wow.
I'm okay.
Brad just ejected himself through the wall. There is a Brad-shaped hole in the wall.
Like Who's Framed Roger Rabbit? Yeah. He goes
oh my
through the
God.
Window.
Oh, my God.
Please, Eddie.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I want to see that movie redone with dwarves.
Yes.
I want to see all movies redone with dwarves. Like, fair enough. It said, like, fair the porn enough. Parodies.
The
they
dwarf
the,
parodies.
They should have the dwarf parodies.
It's actually it's a brilliant idea for a show. If it was, like, every episode... They had a
they
you know
a remake
yes like of maybe a 30-minute version of it
yeah
the way that they have like 30-minute versions of Star Wars or whatever like
yeah.
30-minute condensed version of Driving Miss Daisy of Jurassic Park holy shit
Miss Daisy I would have told you that you can get in the car and I'll drive you over Indigo but we're not going anywhere because I can't reach the pedals.
What do you mean?
Or how about you were gonna you are planning on having dinosaurs on this dinosaur tour?
Right? Jeff Goldblum.
They're like, yeah, they are out there. You just can't see them because the seat's taller than you.
Yeah. They are dinosaurs, but we made them size for you, so they're actually just chameleons.
Yeah, they're actually just chameleons.
Then come a chameleon starts playing, and you guys all dance like you just did to Shakira.
Fucking brilliant. La, 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 la.
Jesus.
Come a chameleon.
Wow.
So your wife.
So your wife.
So
you met her on the set.
My wife. Yeah, so.
My wife.
Yeah, she's nice. Oh, she has 20 years plow experience.
That's a great Borat.
Thank you.
That's a great Borat.
I don't know if it's good or if I'm just drunk.
No, it's a great Borat.
Oh, it's good.
Okay,
it's good.
I believe you.
Dude, that's like that. What is that? Harry Belafonte?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line. Don't come out of your time. All of a sudden, we're... That's another one. Beetlejuice. Could you imagine fucking Beetlejuice with dwarves?
God, that'd be awesome.
Holy shit.
Yeah. All right, so anyways... So we're going through the forest, right? And this postpartum lady has hid her baby.
Hid her baby. Jesus Christ. Brad Williams is on another planet right now.
You made a request for Calypso.
By the way, this is the opening theme to Midget Batman.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's Brad putting on his Batman outfit. Yeah. And it's a montage. And he's dancing while he's getting dressed. And he's drawing. And he's like shooting Nerf bow and arrows at Joker's head.
Yes.
Yes.
Calypso.
Well played.
That's how we do.
That's a great song.
Dude, and he's sitting on a remote control car with the remote driving himself around the house.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I need
God,
to do
what
that.
A great
yes.
Montage.
How have you never done that?
That'd be a great
vine. That's just a great viral video. No, that's not. No. Hey, that's what we're doing this weekend.
That's what we do. We get Power Wheels.
We're going to be at Brad's home club, the Bray Improv in Fullerton, California.
Okay.
For the weekend. The last time we were there, I videotaped Brad dancing Gangnam Style, and it got 70,000 hits in a day.
Holy shit.
Because he's an incredible dancer,
buddy.
As you just saw. Don't let the Shakira be the determining.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I'm good, man.
Downstairs, there's a lot more action going on.
Let me sober up, and I'll show you some pelvic thrusts.
So here's what I'm thinking, Brad. Wait, we somehow get a big wheel from Toys R Us, and we have you drive it around shirtless to that song,
boom.
Dancing and driving. Maybe
like
handing
that.
Out drinks.
With a Batman mask on. Oh, you don't need the whole outfit.
God.
Just... Freaking shirtless with a freaking Batman mask on.
And it's just titled, This Is How Batman Gets Ready.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not the dwarf that Gotham needs, but I'm the dwarf they deserve.
Wow. Even does the line from the movie. Wow.
So your wife.
And what does the Joker say? He goes, why so small? Oh, no, what does he say?
Why so angry? I was looking at the little person, and I thought, he needs to ride a roller coaster. How does that happen? Do you know how I got these scars? I pissed off a midget.
Hilarious. Hilarious. All right, so you met your wife on set.
So I met her.
They hit a baby in the woods.
They hit a baby in the woods, and we found said baby in like a Keebler elf hole in a fucking
tree. Why's it got to be a Keebler elf hole, motherfucker?
Because
don't you talk about my people like that. I'm just trying to hit you a goddamn podcast, and you come over here to Keebler elf, motherfucker.
Down. Brad, eat this cookie. Eat this cookie.
Oh,
eat this cookie.
Oh, cookie.
Eat this cookie.
Oh, nice.
Eat this cookie. Pet this puppy. Pet this puppy. Eat this cookie.
Oh, that's nice.
That's the midget mantra when you got to settle down. Pet this puppy. Eat this cookie. Pet this puppy. Puppies. Cookies.
I like puppies and cookies. I like puppies and cookies. Why is
there
a cat here?
Now there's a cat here. I don't know. I'm allergic. I'm allergic.
I'm having another drink. I'm going to have another drink. After this, I'm going to get a potty bus.
I'm going to get a potty bus.
You had a little drunk Chris Rock going on in
potty
there.
Potty bus. No,
you sound like Chris Rock when you drink.
Damn it.
tell you something about getting drunk with the Bad Last Night podcast.
That's actually really good.
There's drunk, good. There's drunk little people, and then there's midgets.
Yeah, yeah.
And midgets have got to go.
Yeah. Tiger, wait, do the bit where he does about, I got on the elevator, and there was or the kids, they talk about the kids in the trench coat mafia and how they shot people. And he's like, man, everybody talks about they didn't have any friends. He had five friends.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have five friends.
Yeah. I don't have five friends right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I call up five people. Hey, I got to go to the airport. I'm shit out of luck.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that's the bit. Yeah, I'm just making it up.
It was a good bit. Yeah,
it works. It works out. Yeah.
All right, so your wife, you met her in the woods.
I met her in the woods, and the Keebler Elves introduced me to her, and now
awesome.
We're married and with child.
That's right.
That's an abbreviated version of the story.
No, but, that is, let's get to that, though. You're about to have a...
I'm about to have a little girl. Well, my wife is. I'm not. That would be.
Hey, you don't know until you get into the delivery room.
Yeah, right. I mean, I feel kicking sometimes, but.
Well, that's Chipotle.
It's just the voices in my head.
Wow. How pumped are you to be a dad?
It's amazing. It's something that amazing. That sounds so generic, but it's something that my dad. I have the best dad anybody could ask for. And it's
your
always
dad Paul
been...
O'Neill from the New York Yankees.
How did you know?
Holy crap.
Paul O'Neill.
I don't know.
That's reference.
For sure not that.
Dude.
Good reference.
So having
my dad in my life being such a positive influence has made me want to have kids and be as good of a dad as he's been. And when we found out that we were having a baby, it was
planned?
No.
Yeah.
All right.
No, we weren't married. And we knew we wanted to spend probably the rest of our lives together. So we were spending a lot of time together. We went to Amsterdam. We conceived a baby. We came back. We actually went.
Wow.
We went to Amsterdam and we came back with more than we left with, which was, you know, you hear that usually only happens like in Vegas when you bring back herpes. But no.
That'll be this week on Genital Hospital. What happens when
Johnny brings back herpes from Las Vegas?
Wait, so now you got to name the kid like a German name now.
Yeah.
Is Amsterdam in Germany?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
Is Amsterdam?
I thought you were saying because I'm Jewish and that would be funny.
Wait. Is Amsterdam the country by itself?
Right.
Wait, is Amsterdam a country?
No, well, it's the Netherlands.
It's the Netherlands.
Yeah, it's the Dutch. Yeah,
it's the Dutch, man.
So, because I'm Dutch, and my uncle always tell me, if you ain't Dutch, you ain't much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Your mom is Fonzie?
My uncle became like a crack dealer, but whatever.
Wait, was that your uncle? I thought you said your mom.
Yeah, my uncle. My mom. I'm drunk. I can't.
Your uncle is your mom. Your uncle is your mom. Brad's from Alabama.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. You can't keep it in the pants. Keep it in the family, boy.
Wow. That's got to be a slogan somewhere.
Yeah, right?
Oh my God.
That used to be Bacon's slogan.
Yo.
Keep it in the pants, keep it in the family.
Like that. In the family.
Yeah, bacon.
That's why I like it extra
bacon.
Crispy.
Fuck your sister.
So when the son or daughter son.
You have any, daughter.
You have a daughter. Okay.
Daughter,
so,
if you were fucking listening.
Yeah, yeah. I'm listening to the sound of whiskey going down my gullet.
Now, do you have a name picked out, though? That's a good question.
We do. We have a couple names picked out.
Can you share or no? You want to keep it private?
Well, we're thinking of Hitler.
Good.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
Great choice.
Right? Hitler Barrage.
No one does it.
Hitler Barrage. Wow, that's actually,
Yeah, it's got a little ring to it.
It sounds like a pop star who's not going to make it.
But might.
But might.
Yeah.
And there's a big but there.
He's got that assistant manager in the meetings. No, Hitler Barrage is the next big thing in music.
She's going to be huge.
Hitler Barrage.
Yeah.
They're like, isn't that something like you order a side from at Denny's?
I'll have a Moons Over My Hemi with an extra large side of Hitler Barrage.
Actually, it does sound like something. It sounds like at Passover.
Yeah.
Not the horseradish, but it sounds like some other weird.
Like Afikomen.
Yeah. Are you massaging your neck right now, Brad?
Yes, because I have a very huge head, and with the alcohol, my head's getting too heavy, and I can't
hold it up.
It's
getting bigger.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you all right?
No, I'm fine. This happens all.
Listeners, Brad.
This
just
happens only when I'm drunk.
Massaging the back of his neck. Which, you know what, I am not judging because, like, who doesn't want to give themselves a little, hey, how's your father every now and then?
Right.
Yeah. You know?
Hey.
Hey, at least I'm not choking myself. I'm doing okay.
Especially if your father is your sister, according to where Brad grew up.
I tell you what, listen, just because my dad is from Texas and my mom is from Georgia, that's a true story. That does not mean there was inbreeding in the family.
Well, hell no, but this is for your own good, boy.
Wait, give Brandon some of your when you're a redneck, the Foxworthy version, or when you're a little person.
I got to make someone up now. Yeah. I got to make some up.
It was like, if you've ever been cock-blocked by a baby gate, you might be a little person.
I like
if you got a baby gap frequent buyer card and you're over 20,
you might be a little person.
If a pedophile ever picked you up at a Toys R Us and said, whoops, you might be a little person.
Oh my God, that's incredible.
I'm gonna tell a story about today. You might be a little person.
Speaking of being picked up by pedophiles at Toys R Us.
Jesus. No,
let me tell you about my day.
Is that where there's holes in your pants?
Yeah. This is a true story. I was on my way to do the Kevin and Bean show here in Los Angeles to promote my show as Bray Improv, which by the time this podcast come out, we will have just done those shows. So
they were great.
They went great.
They were great. Great audience.
Great audiences. And I blew a tire. And like, that wasn't her name. But like,
you are drunk. I blew a tire that wasn't her name.
Yeah.
Table for two 1958 jokes.
All right. But I blew a tire, so I had to go to the side of the road, and I was changing my tire. Yeah, I don't call AAA. I changed my own motherfucking tire.
Damn right.
So, like, I'm changing my tire, and my feet are sticking out from under my Mini Cooper.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's like the Wizard of Oz. Like, the house is on top of the witch.
The house landed on you.
and then I get out from under the car, and these cars are, like, whizzing by the 10 freeway. And I'm thinking, holy crap, they're driving by me, probably looking at me changing the tire going, wait, my car doesn't come with a tire midget. I don't have that accessory. Come on, I drive a Benz. They didn't offer me no tire midget. I should have gotten a damn Mini Cooper.
Yeah, the tire midget's got to be included, I feel like.
Yeah, you got to at least buy the Maybach or Maybach, however the fuck you say that.
Yeah.
I hear tire midgets come with those.
I think it's called a Tao Bachman Overdrive.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's called. All right, so
you met your wife.
So your wife grew up in the woods.
Yes.
So your wife is Mowgli from The Jungle Book.
And how did you know? Oh, that's a good middle name. Hitler Mowgli Barash.
Well, Mowgli Barash is actually great.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, though, do you want to share any of the real names?
I'll tell you after the podcast.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Now, do you feel
I like
a
that you keep it some secrecy.
Yeah.
Do you feel a need to, like, name it something? Because you've been on TV, so I think you should name her, like, Amsterdam or Pot or
Amsterdam.
Coffee
okay.
Shop.
We'll be right back with more Brad shitty birth name suggestions.
Live sex show.
Which is a work in progress.
Happens in Amsterdam. Well,
live
in Amsterdam.
Sex show, Banana Bar Barash. There is a banana. Dude, have either of you been to Amsterdam?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I ate way too many McFlurries while watching old Korean women dance at the Red Light District.
Right. On top of a freaking banana.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Did you go to the Red Light District?
Yeah.
Just kind of a...
With your girlfriend.
Dude, it's like a shopping mall for prostitutes.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
Now, do you have anything in my size?
That joke would work perfectly for you there. Yeah,
that would work perfectly. Wow. Yo, actually, I would pay upwards of $200 to put Brad in a door at the Red Light District while dancing to Shakira. Dressed as Mr. T.
Yes.
I can do that.
I pity the poor fool.
I pity the poor fool that can't get a midget a prostitute. Did I just come up with a Mr. T impression?
Yeah,
you did.
And it was spot on.
I don't think I could do it sober.
Woo! What would Mr. T sound like telling Denzel Washington that he has HIV?
Denzel, listen. You fuck without a condom. I pity the fool that fuck without a condom. Got HIV.
Whoa, man.
That's what happens when you do movies with Mark Wahlberg. You get the HIV.
Hey, Mr.
Two Guns was a terrible movie, fool. Stop trying to pass it off. It's training day.
Was that just sounded like Cartman at 50.
I think I said that Cartman at 50.
Fuck you, guys.
Ski, guys. I'm going home.
Does he say that?
Yeah, he says ski, guys.
That's a rip. You guys all the time.
But no, I'm going home.
That's
a rip-off.
Hangar.
Yo, that's a ripoff line from our friend of the podcast, Jaleel White. Steve Urkel, all the time in Family Matters, said,
I'm going home.
I don't have to take this.
That's
I'm going
right.
home. Wow.
Fucking.
This is Cartman
singing. You are
singing.
Fucking fast.
This is Cartman singing Sticks.
Free to face tonight.
The that's ahead of me.
Wait, let him sing, and then you come in and finish it. God, such a great voice.
The clam and bean. We search for to marry. On every chair. Under that chair.
Oh my God. That's incredible.
Yeah, bitches.
Wow. That's impressive.
Screw you guys. I'm going to the States concert. You fucking bitches.
I have a question. While in USC at the acting school, first of all, did you like the school? Did you feel like the training was helpful?
I loved it. Yeah. I thought it was great. I thought it's good because a lot of schools you go to, like, say, NYU, for example.
Yeah.
Not knocking NYU, but you have to enroll in a certain school there.
Yeah.
Whereas at USC, you can kind of get a little bit of everything. So it's good for the kids that are like, I want to be an actor. I don't know exactly where I'm going to fit in that. So here's a bunch of fucking tools.
Right.
Yeah. Like,
have at it.
Yeah. Right? Like, I took some of the theater classes and I was majoring in communication.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, but I want to do some acting stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And took some acting classes and it was a blast. It was a fun learning environment. I don't know why I got sober all of a sudden.
Keep drinking.
I shifted gears a little too serious. But I'm curious, though, as you were what point did you...
Thank you, sir.
At what point did you think you wanted to be an actor? And why or who were your influences?
So...
Brad. Wow, Brad from the bottle.
Straight from the bottle, Brad.
Wow. Jim Beam.
Look at the big brain on Brad.
Live from the Jim Beam bottle, it's Brad Williams, hammered as fuck.
Hey, guys, I'm inside the Jim Beam bottle. I'm swimming around in this stuff, inhaling it through my nose, and I think I'm going to fuck a fat chick tonight. That's how good this shit's working.
You had a little Bill Cosby going on there. Like,
I'm
going
to fuck a fat chick.
I'm going to fuck
a terrible Bill
Jim
Cosby. Oh, my God. Why did my Bill Cosby sound like Yoda?
Hey. I'm gonna fuck a fat chicken. Use the force.
Wow.
I am inside Jabba the Hutt right now. Pudding paps like
wait, pudding paps like I do. Or what would you say?
Dippa dippa do.
That'll work.
And then Cosby goes, "Why are you doing me so terribly?"
Oh, you're rhyming, Bill.
One fish, two fish, red fish, suck my dick.
I will not eat you out in a house. I will not eat out your pet mouse.
Unless you put bacon on it. Yeah. Go, 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 go.
Because the bacon makes everything better.
Rudy! Theo was always the best. When he got angry at Theo.
Yeah.
This is going to suck. We're going to get so many tweets. We're like, Brad should be drunk for every podcast.
Oh, yeah. And guess what, buddy?
That's going to happen.
You're going to have to do it.
Yeah, boy. For the fans.
No, but who were the actors that you aspired to? Like, who did you...
My first experience. No. So the first time I watched a movie and it blew my fucking mind.
Awesome. I love this story already.
Was
Flight of the Navigator.
Yes.
But in all seriousness, that's a great movie.
It is.
And that's a movie they should remake with a dwarf.
Yeah. Same with Mac and Me, dude.
Wow.
Mac and Me.
Yeah.
Wait, so would I be the little alien on the shoulders?
You could throw a wrench in it and you could be like Mac and then your me could be like a smaller you or played by like fucking if he was still alive Manute Bol.
Holy
so Mac and Me but like Russian doll version where there's just bigger than smaller versions of it.
And not,
I like that.
Not to beat this dead horse, but I mean the whole dwarf remake of movies, I think we can all agree the best one would be Goonies.
Ooh.
Right?
Dwarf Chunk. The Dwarf Truffle Shuffle.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Or Titanic.
I'm pretty sure if you do a Dwarf Truffle Shuffle, it summons a magical witch.
Probably.
I think we're going to have to try that after the podcast.
Who will just supply you with an endless supply of bacon.
Yeah.
So the first movie you saw?
It's the first movie I saw. So we were getting... I was like, what? Maybe 12 years old, flipping through TV, and this is when like porn was scrambled, and so you could still like, oh my God, there's a boob, right?
Old Spice Channel,
so,
at 10 p.m.
Yeah, I remember
that shit.
It's all scrambled up, but you get like an areola every now and then.
You
and like,
kids don't know how good you have it.
And you have to hold on to that mental image of the areola.
You have to
put it together with the rest of the areola when you get that a week later.
Exactly. So it's a long jerk off session.
Whole time,
yeah, it makes for really not a productive week, but. So anyway, we were getting free pay-per-view for some reason, and True Romance was airing around the clock. I must have watched True Romance, I'm not kidding you, 25
that
times
was
in
your
a week.
First movie?
My first movie experience I was like, holy shit, Gary Oldman is a fucking god.
Yeah.
You know, where he played the fucking, you know.
I love that you pulled him out of there.
Yeah, hey, you know, come on, have a seat. Grab yourself an egg roll. You know, we got something from Little I Joe to Damn If I Know.
That's
so
fucking
I
incredible.
Fucking love that fucking movie. And his embodiment of that character just kind of blew my fucking mind.
Yeah.
And, I mean, not to mention every other performance in that movie.
Dude,
Rappaport, genius.
Walking, I mean,
fucking Gandolfini. Yeah. Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt is the.
Are you kidding me?
Roommate,
fucking
yeah.
Floyd, the Stone roommate?
Yeah, dude.
So it was from then
Rappaport's going to do this in about a month.
No shit.
Maybe you can just come hang and bring some booze.
Fuck yeah. I'll bring a good bottle of scotch.
Guys, didn't even mention Christian Slater.
Yeah.
He's pissed at you right now.
Can you do Christian Slater?
Oh, jeez.
Hey, I was in the wizard.
You mean to tell me you don't have a good impression?
That's great.
That was more Nicholson doing Christian Slater.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me that you don't have a good Christian Slater?
Wow.
You motherfucker.
Give me the eyes, man. Good job.
Christian Slater would just be like,
I was in the wizard as Fred Savage's older brother. Okay. I also was in. Well, that's all that I can think of right now. Because Wizard.
That's pretty good Christian Slater. Yeah. I feel like I'm writing that scene with Brad Pitt in Interview with the Vampire.
Ooh.
Oh, was he in that?
Yeah, he was the guy interviewing the vampire.
Jesus.
More facts that I would not be able to pull up sober.
Yeah. That's a great movie. It's really incredible the impact of that you don't think about. Unless you do like we just did right now, but like the first film or like the actors that really jump-started it for you to make you. And also, if you'd seen that movie at like 8, would it still have the same impact, or would you think at 12 if you saw it again, like, oh god, I already saw that at 8 or something, or like you wouldn't have as much.
I didn't start acting till I was in high school and I was on the basketball team. I injured myself and my girlfriend at the time got me an audition.
You were trying to do sports. That was
I was trying to do. Yeah, it was basketball. I was playing basketball, and I was like, fuck.
So many Jews
I'm a
NBA.
5 foot. Yeah, I'm a 5 foot 11 Jew.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get very far. Like, someone once bought me a book of Jewish Hall of Fame athletes, and it was more like the size of a fucking pamphlet. And so I thought. Yeah.
It was a coaster.
It was like Sean Green from the Dodgers and kind of Dikembe Mutombo.
Right.
Because he went to a bar mitzvah once, and he shook his
Shabbat shalom.
And he shook his finger at the guy reading from the Torah.
You're not 21.
You're not a man yet.
You can't drink.
And now all of a sudden it's Arnold Schwarzenegger doing
it. Cookie Monster. Yeah. We've run down this road before where Cookie Monster and Dikembe Mutombo.
They're negligible,
paths.
Right?
They're really side by side.
You know he's massaging his neck again.
No.
Same thing.
Coincidentally, Cookie Monster was cut from the Denver Nuggets. So it's just to tie things together.
That no good motherfucker.
It was the altitude.
You said that with so much sincerity. He really couldn't handle it.
He couldn't handle being, you know.
He didn't have the cardio, man. Yeah.
Wait,
the cardio.
what the fuck were we talking about?
Fucking hell.
Movies.
True Romance. Oh. So.
Why what? Cookie Monster isn't a Jew.
Why Cookie Monster was kicked out of synagogue.
Fucking hell.
Because he was eating chocolate chip and bacon cookies and dipping that bacon in milk.
That's
breaking all sorts of fucking kosher.
You know, it sounds like a shitty joke, but then as you finish it through like you did, it sounds like something the rabbi would teach to these sermon, being like, hey, now before we leave, I got a little riddle for you. Why was Cookie Monster kicked out of synagogue? And they're all like,
because he ate the bacon chocolate chip cookie in temple. You can't do that. It's Meshuggah. Let me tell you.
It's Meshuggah.
I tried it once, and that was before I went to rabbinical school, and the blatant disrespect I had for my religion.
And the count goes, one Meshuggah reference.
two.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Wow. Rabbi count?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a great rabbi. You do great voices, Brent.
Thank you.
I don't think I've ever like totally known that. I think I've been a handful of times through our friendship career.
Friendship career.
That's a great way to put it.
We have a career.
Pretty sure friendship career is playing at the Troubadour next week.
Friendship career?
Yeah.
They just do covers of Raffi.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, you know, it's just.
And James Taylor.
Ooh.
And Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Totally.
As you do.
Just to bring it back.
All right, taking care of business, bitches.
Wow.
You are. All right. Here's the thing. I got to know is because you brought whiskey here.
Yeah.
Is whiskey your thing? Are you a whiskey drinker?
I'm a whiskey man.
Are you one of those aficionados where you can like sip it and go, that has a like a cedar smoky?
I'm getting a little bit of black currant and honey and maybe it's got a nose of molasses.
Wow.
If you got to heaven in the pearly gates and God offered you one drink, what would it be?
Your mother's cum.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
Wow.
By the way, that would,
Brandon's
be,
been drinking.
That would be the quickest way to get James Lipton to make a...
right, like, why has anybody not done that to him?
What? Right?
Right?
Everyone takes it so seriously.
Yeah.
The seed of your mother.
Your mother's flappy pussy.
With a piece of bacon sticking out.
Oh, my God. How bad do you want to see James Lipton just have a tantrum?
Totally.
Just like
I want to see him stand up from that fucking tray that he's sitting in front of or behind him.
I don't, because I feel like that guy has deep, like just solid rage coming from somewhere. Like, I feel like he was for sure molested, first of all.
Okay. All right.
Which is why the tray. It's like a fucking shield. It's like, you are not getting in here, motherfucker.
I wish I had a drop from Saturday Night Live where it just went, and the show has reached a new low. You know what? It reached a new low when you brought me whiskey, bro. That's what happens.
I am to please.
You're from St. Louis.
I'm from St. Louis.
Yeah. Big Cardinals fan.
Yeah, man.
What was it like when Mark McGwire broke the home run record? You personally, and then can you speak for your city?
It was crazy. I mean, I was in my dorm at USC. I would cut classes early if I could out and go back to my dorm at USC. And we had this corner unit in our dorm. We were in Mark's Tower.
Yeah.
And we had these guys next to us who were big baseball fans. So we would reconvene at the dorm several times a day and have our doors open and have the baseball, like two different baseball, because it was Sosa and McGwire
going at it, yeah.
And we would just go back and forth from room to room, and it was so much fun, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the news came out that, you know, he was using Andro or whatever the fuck it was.
I mean, it wasn't like, I don't know, it wasn't something they were, I don't know, testing for.
Yeah, yeah. And so
it wasn't illegal at the time.
It wasn't illegal at the time. So it's like, well, then you get into that whole fucking debate.
Yeah.
It was fucking legendary, though.
Also, he and Sosa saved baseball.
Dude, I totally fucking agree with you.
I mean, I
steroids save baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, for me in Seattle, when the Mariners had that crazy 95 run, that saved it for us in Seattle.
Yeah.
But then baseball kind of, that was after the strike, and it still kind of.
Right, it fell off.
If
after
you didn't have a
off.
Crazy come from behind rally, make the playoff run like we did, I think your level of interest in baseball had definitely dropped after that. And then it took that. Like, especially like nationally, like where everybody like wanted to watch games that didn't
involve
your teams.
Cut in from like news broadcasts. Yeah. Like Mark McGwire's at the bat.
Yeah,
we go live.
Oh yeah,
it was insane.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And you're just not gonna have that now. Who's that guy? I can't think of his name. From Detroit now, the guy that's like
Prince Fielder.
Prince Fielder.
No, not him. The guy that's like he
got Miguel Cabrera.
Yeah, because he got Triple Crown.
He got Triple Crown, yeah.
Yeah, now, like, he's doing just amazing things, but you're not impressed by it because you're like, it's probably roids.
Well, it's like pools. Pools.
Hilarious.
Only things I
would
find
funny. Even if we weren't drinking, I would hope that we would laugh at that.
I hope.
Hey, let me just tell you something right now.
Like that
if I ever get to a place in my life where pool holes doesn't make me giggle.
Right.
I mean, just
shoot me.
I hope you're not a comedian anymore at that point.
Yeah.
You just lost it.
Yeah, no.
You just lost touch with the people.
Shoot me. Little aggressive, Brandon. definitely maybe go, hey, man, lighten up. That's what I was going to say, yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, maybe shoot you in the kidney.
Take
you got another
my
one.
Life if I don't laugh at Pujols. Jesus Christ.
That's so much
you are
violence.
A diehard Cardinals fan.
Yeah.
That must have been awful, though, when he left.
It was,
although you got to feel great that he's not doing
look at him now. He ain't doing shit. But, I mean, you got to feel bad for the Angels.
They paid.
Holy shit.
It's not even fair the amount of money he got, quite honestly.
And as a guy who lives in Fullerton, California, about 7 minutes from the stadium.
Yeah.
I don't think I've heard his name.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
How often do you go to games?
Like, I'm not home all too often, but I try to go. Like, I try to go at least, like, 5-7 games a year.
Nice.
And it's like, oh, like, dude, when we found out we got Hamilton, we're like, it's you got, over.
And then
it's
you got, who's over. The pitcher? You got this big-ass pitcher.
We got we had Dan Heron. He was shit, so he
no,
left.
Who was it? It was the year that you got.
Jared Weaver.
Yes.
Yeah. And then,
no, you had Weaver. It was somebody else that you guys got.
CJ Wilson?
Yes.
Yeah, it was CJ Wilson.
I think that's who it was.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, oh, it's fucking over in the American League.
Yeah.
Like, you know that for the next 5 years, they're going to be like the Braves in the 90s.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, with Sid Bream. How's that reference?
Wow.
Yeah. Busting out the Sid Bream reference.
Nice.
Hey, great suggestion for your daughter, Sid Bream Barash.
Sid Bream Barash. Nice.
Sid, short for Sydney.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That could work.
Sydney Barash is actually a good name.
Yeah. Well, actually, my grandfather's name is Sydney.
That's so dope. Men named Sydney are fucking cool as shit.
Yeah.
I think they kind of have to be. I don't know a boring guy named Sydney.
No.
Sydney Poitier. Sydney Barash. Yeah. That's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we just stumbled on something. I think you got to name him after someone on the Cardinals.
Sydney Hitler Barash.
I mean.
Sydney Hitler Pujols Barash.
How about just Pujols Barash?
Pujols Barash.
I don't think you
genius, Terry.
I don't think you can name your daughter Pujols. That's going to give guys in high school the wrong idea.
Yeah. I once went to a Cubs game where they were playing the Cardinals, and somebody was holding up a sign that said, Cardinals fans, take it in the Pujols.
All right.
Yeah.
Chicago, son.
Yeah. They love those play on words. I heard there was a sports when Rudy Gay was on the Grizzlies.
Oh, boy.
There's a highlight clip of somebody. I think they posted it like because of this, because the guy goes, down on the baseline is Gay. Or no, he goes, everything. He goes, taking it to the baseline is Gay.
I remember when Dan Patrick and Keith Olbermann were hosting Sports Center back in the day, and there was a NASCAR driver named Dick Trickle.
I remember that.
That was his real name. Yeah. His real name, Dick Trickle. And no matter where he finished, they would announce where he finished in the
and
race.
And there's like, Dick Trickle in 69.
Yeah, yeah. So it would be like Jeff Gordon wins the race, Dale Jarrett coming in third, Dale Earnhardt coming in fourth, Dick Trickle. Finished 22nd. Dude, they would always do that.
And guess what? Like, and that's great for them. And by the way, his real name is probably Richard Trickle. And somebody just was like, no, no, no. You're not getting away with this, buddy.
Nah.
It's Dick Trickle, or you are disqualified.
I've got a question for you.
Yes.
Why are people from the Midwest so nice? Because I love, like, whenever I'm booked at, like, the Midwest comedy clubs, whether it be the Kansas City.
I'm doing the St. Louis Funny Bone, by the way, in October.
Nice.
If you want to just fly out and hang out.
I totally would. I would love that.
But I mean, Brad's right. The Midwest is.
The people are the fucking shit there because they get it. You know, they get it. It's not. You go to some southern towns, and I'm not knocking the south because there's some beautiful southern towns and beautiful people.
Yeah, that's Brad's family you're talking about.
But sometimes. I moved to Houston, Texas when I was 14. Walked into my school, the first day of school, walked into the bathroom, behind the bathroom door, swastika this big.
Jesus.
Jeez. Okay.
And that was Houston in 1994.
Yeah.
So I've got a little bit of a chip on my shoulder for the South because I feel like the hospitality exists, but then there's some kind of fake Southern hospitality
where
you see like this 80-year-old man talking to a black man, and all of a sudden he starts slipping into, you know, a little bit of a black dialect, and like what gets more fucking patronizing than that?
Yep.
Sure, exactly.
So, but the Midwest, I feel like it's a good hybrid. Like Chicago's my favorite city in the United States.
No shit.
Because it's
and
got
as a Cardinals fan, that's got to be tough.
I know,
for you
right?
To say.
Yeah. But it's got the perfect elements of the big coastal cities with the Midwestern hospitality.
And sure.
I don't know what it is.
Best of both worlds.
Yeah.
I mean, and whenever I go to the Midwest, I always just say, like, you know what? I should come back with a girlfriend or a wife or something.
Right.
Like, this is great. Where is your wife from? Is she a local
from out
here?
She's from Orlando.
She's from Orlando.
Yeah.
Ooh, gotta watch out for those Florida girls.
Yeah, she loves her big plastic cups.
I do not know what that means. But
it is what it is. It's everywhere we go, we got to get a souvenir cup. Like, we go to fucking Witch down the road, we get a fucking...
That's adorable, though.
Yeah, it's great. I always tell her.
Better that than crystal meth.
Right? Yeah.
Hey, honey, there's this great crystal meth stand we got to go to at Billings, Montana.
How about that chick that fucking pushed her husband off of a fucking cliff Glacier Park?
What was this?
You didn't hear about this? Yeah.
What happened?
They were on their honeymoon. These two were married a
week.
Worst
honeymoon ever, by the way.
A week?
Yes.
Married a week.
They were married 7 days.
Yeah.
And
she looks like a sweet woman, too.
Total innocent 22-year-old. They were going for a hike, and she had sent her friend a text message that she was going to talk to her husband about things, that she wasn't feeling right about the marriage. And
7 days in.
7 days in.
Yeah.
So first, she came back without her husband, and she told the cops that he left with friends in the backseat of their car, and that was it. And then the next day, she said, well, I think I know where his body is. And they're like, and then she went to, like, this random fucking bottom of a cliff somewhere, and they're like, how the fuck did you know that your husband is in this random location? And then it unraveled that she actually pushed him in the back. Couldn't even push him in the front.
Oh, my God.
Pushed him in the back.
I got to be honest.
Off the cliff.
That makes me never want to get married.
Right?
Like that. If you watch a snapped marathon and then read that story...
Wow. Yeah, like,
you'll be gay.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, you know, I'm just going to hang out with dudes.
Yeah.
Yo, that's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I mean, clearly he didn't suspect anything.
Clearly, because he turned his fucking back to the woman that pushed him down.
He turned his back. He goes, I should feel comfortable enough on my fucking honeymoon.
I'm going to turn my
look
back
at the
and
sky,
take in this view. Take in this drop and trust the person behind me.
Do you ever think about what, like, in his final moment, like, what was his last thought? Like, what do you think he was like? Do you think he was like, man, this is great? But sometimes you look at something beautiful and your mind wanders. You think he was like, fucking Mutombo isn't Jewish, is he? or you know, fucking Cookie Monster. That Cookie Monster Jew joke is still holding up.
Yeah, he's probably like, shit, I should have gone down with Betty White with some bacon.
Yeah, yeah. Or fucking, man, Bachman Turner Overdrive doesn't get enough credit.
Listen, I want to do this now so we don't just abruptly end. But
this is how we're going to end. But first of all, I know what we're going to do. We're going to I wrote a soap opera scene for us to.
Yeah, buddy.
Okay. It's going to be great. But first, I just really want to touch on before we wrap up here that when you said you wanted to do professional sports, and then act like I got to hear how that because I mean that's
okay.
That was very similar to my journey. I don't know if we even talked about that where I was all sports driven and then quit football.
You play football. I think
to play
Danny
Zugo in Greece.
Yeah.
And then after that, I was like, oh, I think I want to do this instead.
Yeah.
So you did it though by accident because you got injured.
It was very similar. So it was sophomore year and I was on the basketball team, and I ended up I had two really bad knees. And I kept going to the doctor, and doctor finally said, you know, if you want to keep playing, you got to have surgery on both of your knees. I was like, fuck that. I'm 15. I'm 5'11. I'm Jewish. It ain't going to happen.
Right.
So I quit basketball, which at 15 years old is the worst possible thing that could happen to you.
Because
in my mind.
Yeah,
in my mind.
You're like, you're like the varsity guy.
You have all these hopes.
Also, 15 is the height of your sports.
totally.
It is of your appreciation
and
enthusiasm.
Yeah. And so I had this girlfriend at the time who was in Big River, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, the musical.
Okay.
I think we can say her name on the podcast. Betty White. I think we can say her name on the podcast.
Right. I was going to keep that quiet, but sorry, Betty. We're out now. Sorry.
Yeah.
So she had a part in Big River. Coincidentally, and this is not a joke, the guy who was playing Jim, the runaway slave, was one of my two best friends at the time.
Right.
Well, I only really had two friends.
Black.
He was one of my two friends. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Shocker.
And, dude, the Jew and the black, they got to stick together.
Yeah, you know.
Especially in Texas. So he was cast as Jim in the musical, but coach was like, you're either, I'm doing the Dikembe.
You're waiting for my tumble finger. Yeah.
No.
Can somebody not do a Sesame Street Mutombo, please?
Mark Twain or the team. Make your choice.
Jesus, is he fucking Godzilla meets Jabba the Hutt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, just asking.
That's the choice I made.
All right.
Respect it.
I respect that choice. I do.
Okay.
By the way, Brad holding his glass and kind of like, kind of giving you his full attention, saying, you goddamn right, my Cookie Monster sounds like Mutombo, and vice versa.
I'm very drunk right now.
Yes.
So you met her in the woods.
I met her in the woods, pulled her out of a tree.
I'm sorry.
And
let's go back to the original story.
Okay, so yes, my friend who was cast as Jim had to choose between basketball and the musical, chose basketball. All of a sudden, the part of Jim opened up, and I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me. So my girlfriend wanted me to audition. Mm-hmm. I was like,
had
first of all,
Jim's a black
dude. No, I mean, I had a wicked impression of like the barbershop scene from Coming to America.
Wow.
That would make people laugh. Don't make me do it.
Oh, my God. Don't make me do it.
All right, that means you want to.
Now presenting Brandon Barash.
Dude, that's like the Christian wig. Don't make me sing.
Yeah.
Don't make me sing.
Oh, God, so great.
Don't make me sing.
So great.
can we hear a couple lines from the barbershop?
Okay.
Coming to America.
You must be out of your goddamn mind. Joe Louis, the greatest boxer that ever lived. He better than Cassius Clay. He better than Sugar Ray. He better than that new boy kind of look like a bulldog. What's his name? Mike Tyson. He whoop his ass. He whip all their asses.
What about Rocky Marciano?
Oh, there they go. Every time I start talking about boxing, white men got to pull Rocky Marciano out their ass. That's what they want. Rocky Marciano. Well, let me tell you something once and for all. Rocky Marciano was good, but he ain't shit.
He beat Joe Louis's ass.
Oh, that's right. He knew up Joe Louis's ass. Man, Joe Louis was 75 years old when they fought.
I could keep going for like minutes.
Yeah.
So at that point in my life, that was as close. That was as close to acting as I ever got.
Right.
But I, you know, she had an idea that I should do it. My family had always told me you should get involved in theater.
All right, so there's something about you as a kid that was very
I was like always expressive. That little shit in the middle of the family gatherings, like imitating Mr. Miyagi at 5 years old. You know?
Awesome. Can you still do it?
So, JCPenney, $5, $3.98.
Wow, as a 7 year old, just crushing it,
crushing Mr. Miyagi. Oh, yeah,
there you go.
So anyway, so
you do the play.
There was something. Yeah, there was something that. They wanted to encourage me to get involved with theater and acting and all that shit. And so without my knowing it, my girlfriend at the time got me an audition for this part of Jim.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, first of all, I don't want to be in theater. And second of all, how am I going to play, like with all respect, how am I going to play the role of a runaway slave?
Yeah.
Without making a mockery of it?
Yeah.
So long story short, I got the part. And so I got the materials on a Monday, auditioned on a Friday. And by like Monday night, I knew that I had found something that I wanted to do for the rest of my life. It was just, and it came That's at a awesome. Time, it came at a time in my life where I wasn't happy at all because I'd moved from the town that I grew up in to this town in Texas where I didn't feel very accepted.
Yeah.
And slipping into somebody else's shoes kind of felt good. Mm. It felt I could kind of disappear that way. And I did, and got the part, did the musical, and then participated in every show from then to the end of high school. So that's kind of how it happened.
Wow. That's great.
It's fucking amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
It's you feel really fortunate when you're that kid that just from that moment you're like, oh, yeah,
that's what I need to do.
This is what I want to do.
Yeah.
And then you say, I can do nothing else.
Yeah.
This is what I have to do. I'm happiest right now. And you just have that clarity. And it's a great moment. And I think both Adam and I know the time when we're like, oh, shit, stand up. Like, that's. We have to do that.
I will die if I can't fucking do that.
And it's a great moment when that happens. Now, let's see if we, Adam and I, can step into your world for a second.
Okay.
Yeah.
If we...
I emailed you the scene, by the way, so if you want to pull up your phone.
Yeah.
Amazing.
We did. Adam wrote some soap scenes, and we're going to try to do it with the master.
It's all one scene, but Brandon and I have some dialogue, and then Brad and Brandon have some dialogue.
Okay.
Fantastic.
And then
you're reading this.
Are we doing this seriously, or are we doing this like...
Oh, no. We're
the Californians.
No. I want you taking this.
Ew, 25. I mean, 10,
hey,
two,
obviously...
25. What's that?
I mean, I want you bringing the heat. But
the Heat, which made over $200 million,
which comes out on DVD October 15th, I think.
Dude, I still haven't seen that. I gotta see your ass.
I do the DVD commentary too.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Side note: you put out an Instagram recently.
Yeah.
Of
the heat on my plane.
Yeah. You watching or did you watch it?
No. I flew Virgin. I flew a Virgin. No, I flew Virgin over the weekend because I was in Chicago and we flew back on whatever Sunday. I looked for the Heat because I still haven't seen it and I want to fucking see it, but it wasn't fucking there.
It was on Delta. Why is it not on Virgin, but it's on Delta?
Or no, maybe I looked on, was it United? It was whatever. Yeah. It was either my outgoing flight or my coming back flight.
Well, it'll be on United DVD soon.
Yeah. Sweet. Oh, God.
I'll sign the DVD, I'll sign your tits and everything.
There you go.
Man, I've been looking for someone to sign my tits.
Do you have the scene?
This is going to be a cold read. So obviously, this is not going to be, something that would be probably written for actual television, but here we go. Don't read it too far in advance.
Well, I just saw the first line, and I remember the question I asked you was, like, Californians, and the first line is,
yeah. All right, so here, hold
Brad's
on.
Got some soap music.
I've got some soap opera music.
Nice.
That we'll play in the background. So do these characters need any background, Adam?
La, 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 la,
la. No. Any background, or is it just?
I think it's just basically what's happening is there's a guy and another guy, and they're talking about something that went down.
Another guy.
Okay.
And another guy shows up
unexpectedly. It. Well, I'm going to play the soap opera music.
Wait, what's the name of the show?
Ooh.
Ooh. As the Dwarf Turns.
As the Dwarf Grows?
As the Dwarf Grows. This is a scene from an upcoming episode of As the Dwarf Grows.
I don't know why, but I want the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire music to play after that. Okay, ready? Here we go.
Sam, what are you doing here?
Hello, Troy. I was going to ask you the same fucking thing. The shipment came in.
What, bitch?
I said, the shipment came in. What are you, fucking deaf?
No, but I have AIDS, asshole.
This isn't a time for jokes. Meredith knows.
Meredith. I thought she went to Korea for that smoothie shop she had to open.
Yeah, well, she didn't. Apparently, Koreans don't drink smoothies.
Fuck.
Yeah, fuck is right.
So let me get this straight. If Meredith knows and Billy is dead and Craig is gay and Jerry is black and I just farted, then what do we do?
I thought you'd never ask. Stacy.
Hello, Troy.
Carla?
That's right, cocksucker. Remember how you thought I died on that ship that day when we were on the ship in the water? On the ship?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't die. I've been running a sex slave operation in Bakersfield. That's right. Bakersfield, not Fresno. Bakersfield. And now, I've got enough money to buy you and Jimmy Bovino out.
Suck my dick, Trickle.
You would like that, wouldn't you?
Maybe I would. Maybe I wouldn't. But you're never gonna know.
Oh, yeah? Why's that? Because live from New York, it's Saturday night!
It's Saturday Night Live!
Wow. With Dick Trickle.
With Dick Trickle. With Dick Trickle. Dikembe Mutombo. Cookie Monster.
Hitler.
Hitler Barash. Musical guest. Bachman Turner Overdrive. And your host, Betty White's Bacon Pussy.
And that brought it all
back. Oh, my God.
Oh, Brandon, where can our listeners find you, my friend? Where can they find
you? Now you're sober?
Now you're sober.
You didn't see the almost tip over when I said that?
Hey, on a scale of 1 to 10, how was that scene?
Fucking magic.
Thank you.
Magic.
Written by Mr. Adam Ray.
Hey, man, I like how I said Stacy, and then you show up and it's like, Carla? Hey, man, continuity. Jesus.
Maybe Stacy and Carla are one and the same.
Maybe they're twins. They were standing right next to each other the whole time.
That's what it is.
There it is. Wow.
There we go.
Wow, he came like 3 times during this
podcast. I did. Yeah. Well, you did provide me a lot of alcohol.
Well,
you're looking very attractive.
Yeah,
right,
Brando, you're pretty active on Twitter, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, my handle is at Brandon Barash, BrandonBarash.
Do you have a website people can go to?
I have a photography website, BrandonBarashPhotography.com.
Do you really?
Yeah, I donate proceeds to my charity, Muscular Dystrophy Association.
That's awesome.
But
I'm sorry we didn't talk about that.
Yeah, it's all good.
So we had to
talk about why Cookie Monster got kicked out of synagogue for 15 minutes, yeah. But we couldn't talk about a muscular dystrophy.
Yeah.
So go to your website, BrandonBarashPhotography.com.
Yeah.
And do you have photos up there that you've taken?
It's all photography that I've done over the last. There's a fucking dude, random dude that just walked through your apartment.
My roommate, David.
What the fuck, yeah, David? Couldn't tell me David was here? I was ready to fucking tackle his ass. There's
the
a fucking dude walking through your apartment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, dudes come and go in this apartment.
Apparently,
Well, they can smell whiskey.
It's awesome. Right. Don't we know it? So go to BrandonBarashPhotography.com and buy your pictures.
It's all photography that I've done.
Oh, my God.
Single photographs, books, framed photos, matted photos, all autographed and numbered.
And then that's awesome. And then it goes to muscular dystrophy?
Yeah, portion of the proceeds go to muscular dystrophy.
That's great, man.
Yeah.
What about any tour dates for Portchuck?
Portchuck, yeah.
Portchuck, your band.
Portchuck is my band. We just did a show in Chicago to commemorate the grand opening of a bar that me and actually two of the members of Portchuck own, now co-own, that just opened up called the Beer Market. So
the
next
Beer Market
time
in Chicago now?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah.
I was staying in Old Town. Anywhere
near
there?
You were at Zany's, right?
Yeah.
Which is in Vernon Hills?
Yeah.
There's a beer market.
In Old Town.
Old Town. Where's Old Town?
Like downtown, pretty
much. Oh, downtown. Okay, So there's a Zany's in Vernon Hills, which we actually used to play.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. And there's a beer market that opened up in Vernon Hills, and there's another one that opened up, which a couple of guys own. I'm not a part of that one, but the one that we played at over the weekend was in Bolingbrook.
Nice.
Yeah. So that had its grand opening on Saturday. It went really well. And then we go on tour the week before Thanksgiving. You can go to Portchuck.com.
Portchuck.com.
That's his band.
Check it out. And Adam, what's your stuff, man?
I'll be at, well, we had a great weekend in Brea. But,
we had a great weekend in Brea. Yeah.
But when this comes out, I will be headlining the American Comedy Company in San Diego the 26th through the 29th of September.
Nice.
The Comedy Spot in Arizona, October 4th through the 6th, I think. And then the Laughs Comedy and then the Funny Bone in St. Louis, October, I think, 10th through the 13th. All my dates are AdamRayTV.com and Twitter at AdamRayComedy. Hey, and rate and subscribe to the podcast. We don't say that enough.
Please do.
I had no idea that if you, like, give it 5 stars, that actually helps the rating.
Yeah. So
hence the Crab Feast, fuck the 5 stars. Or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck the Crab Feast, 5 stars. The Crab Feast podcast.
Crab Feast?
Yeah. Crab Feast with Ryan Sickler and Jay Larson. Great podcast.
Tune into it, yeah.
So, yeah. So, please rate our podcast. You can listen on iTunes, which, I mean, you can listen on Stitcher, and go to our brand new website.
Oh,
about
geez,
last night podcast.
Yeah, you can send people to that once we. It's great. We have a picture up the whole.
We'll
episode.
Have Brandon's gorgeous headshot. He's dreamy.
Yeah, you got a lot to pick from.
So dreamy.
How many women in their 40s have? I was about to say jerked off, but that's not
hey,
right.
Hey, these days, that's totally fucking
that's
possible.
That's not medically
they
accurate.
They come from Santa Monica Boulevard. You never know.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Second, you cross La Brea, there's no turning back.
Wow. There really isn't. By the way, I have a bit about mistakenly checking out a tranny's ass because it
is it called Eddie Murphy?
Wow. Well,
now he's not going to be on the podcast.
Yeah, Jesus, man.
We have him scheduled for 2 weeks.
No Eddie Murphy, no James Lipton.
go on.
But sometimes, like in all seriousness, you can't tell sometimes.
No.
Well, okay, I'll take that back. The first time I couldn't tell. Now they're like you when you actually go. Oh, this is the area where it happens, and you see a 6'5 person in heels.
With
you go
broad shoulders,
yeah, with broad shoulders and balls
is that
hanging
Adam
out of
Ray?
The shorts, yeah,
holding a shot put,
holding a shot put. Yeah, I don't know why that is there, but that's yes, but stuff like that. Have you ever caught yourself staring at a tranny, Brad?
I don't know if they were a tranny. I have seen a drag queen show where it was Beyonce night. And they all did different versions of Beyonce songs.
Nice.
That sounds like a very entertaining.
It was so
evening.
Entertaining. I
if you
buddy.
Like it, then you should have put a strap on it. If you like it. Wow.
Well done.
Well done.
Yeah. That's what I leave you fellas with.
Yeah.
Hey, that's not a bad nugget to leave with.
My buddy Ben, who actually calls himself Ben Yonce, he won the whole thing. So good job, Ben.
Good job, Ben Yonce.
Ben Yonce.
It sounds like a rabbi that I had in third grade.
Ben Yonce.
Ben Yonce. Hey.
You got the Torah reading from Ben Yonce.
That's right. Ben Yonce, chapter 22, verse 5.
It doesn't matter if Burton and you're gay. They are good Jews.
That's right.
They count their money. They count their pigeons.
October 9th through the 12th, I'll be at Crackers in Indianapolis, Indiana. That isn't the name of a real comedy club. Crackers.
Oh, yeah, I was just like, go bananas.
Indiana.
And that's actually the Broad Ripple Club, so I'll be hanging out, going on Bob and Tom, say hi to those guys. And then October 18th to the 19th at the Ice House in Pasadena, California. Local show. Love that gig.
I'll be back there with you.
Oh, you will?
Yeah.
Ah, hell yeah. See, I love it. I love when the band gets back together.
Yeah,
you know
man.
What I mean?
It's open for Brad a lot. Now I'm headlining, nice. But like, ooh. You know, when it's convenient and
every
local.
Every now and then. Because it's just fun because you just
fun,
come
man.
Out and we're
combo.
All friends. So
yeah.
It's good stuff.
You and the lady have to come out to that show, maybe.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Wait.
In Pasadena.
October.
It's a little ways away.
When's the due date for the baby?
January.
Oh, so we're good.
We got time.
Oh,
we got time.
We're good.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This has been a fun podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it lived up to the hype. I mean, nice. Man.
My first podcast drunk, by the way.
Hey.
How'd I do?
You did great.
A little bit of bad news, though. Didn't record. Yeah.
We've got to create this magic.
I figured. I saw that about 2 minutes in. And I go, you know what? I'm gonna
just
keep this
go.
One for me. This one's for
yeah.
me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's yeah. do it all again.
It's very, no, we got very it. Zen of you.
Yeah, yeah.
This was fun. You were obviously welcome back to this podcast.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Thank
yeah.
you.
If
thank
you. Have,
if you have any new things to promote, by all means, please come back.
Genital herpes. Genital.
Genital herpes.
I would like to promote my genital herpes.
Yo, man, if you got herpes, syphilis, AIDS, dude, come on by.
Come and advertise that
just
shit.
Come tell people, man. Come use this podcast as a way to tell your family.
Oh, and please.
or your wife.
That would be a good way to tell her.
Through the podcast.
Yeah.
And please let our guests know that you are listening to the podcast. Tweet them.
I'm going to tweet the shit out of this podcast.
Yeah, so they know that
Tweet Brandon Jewish Cookie Monster or hashtag Hitler Barrage. Jesus, you have to explain to do for the fucking if General Hospital is like, hey, we're thinking about asking you back, but we see all these Hitler references on your Twitter feed. Yeah, that's my son. You got a problem?
Yeah, it happens. So, by all means, follow Brandon Brush on Twitter. Yeah. And then for Brandon Brush, Adam Ray, I am a very drunk Brad Williams saying, please try to remember our names.
I love that you just stuttered.
I stuttered over the ending.
You didn't even have to, but you
did.
Just to bring it
anyway.
Home.
Yeah, you know, it's some good
maybe
whiskey.
Maybe I should take it. Please try to remember our names in the morning.
Thanks, Adam.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore. Because it's here. And it's funny. And I love you.